This is your 1017 The Truth News Update.
Hello, everyone. This is Rhea Riley with your news update.
The Milwaukee County Transit System will not have to completely eliminate routes next year after receiving extra funding in the county's budget. But based on next year's service levels, MCTS President and CEO Steve Fuentes says they're projecting an $18 to $20 million budget gap in 2027.
In 2026, we are still using our remaining $8.5 to $9 million of COVID money. That $8.5 to $9 million will not be there in 2027.
Transit leaders say the six routes that were supposed to be cut next year will now operate during peak hours. Bus riders will also see a 75-cent fare increase starting next month to help close a budget deficit. A Milwaukee area investor will serve as the secretary and CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Governor Tony Evers announced appointing John Miller to the role starting later this month. Miller replaces Missy Hughes, who stepped down 2 months ago as she runs for governor in a crowded Democratic field. It's likely a short-term appointment for Miller, as the next governor will select their own department heads in 2027. The Wisconsin State Supreme Court agrees to hear a case to discuss whether ICE detainers are considered legal. The Wisconsin ACLU is suing five sheriffs on behalf of Voice de la Frontera for teaming up with the feds to house immigrant detainees for longer than 48 hours. The attorney representing the sheriff's office says the ongoing partnership with ICE is legal. The ACLU claims under state law, police holding someone past their release time because ICE asked for it is unlawful. This has been your news update. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on the new 1017 The Truth.
Bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people, if you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host. I can't do this. Okay, there we go. I'm just going to roll, as they say, solo dolo. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. So it's just been a day. It's been a day. Now, I want to tell you what happened. Maybe I'll tell you after Dr. Ken's Truth so that it's more palatable by then. Give you something positive to start out with. Give you something you can use, something you could take into 2026 and understand what's really going on with your life. So what I'm doing, for those of you, is I'm trying to be as positive as possible every day. Every day I want to figure out between one and three things to tell you about what's going on in Milwaukee, what's going on in your life, and what you can do in order to make 2026 just one iota better than 2025. Is that fair? I think it's fair. I think it's fair. I've had a lot of dramatic and traumatic, not really traumatic, but, you know, things happen to me today, and it has been bothering me. And I almost changed my opening because I said, if I don't let it out, then I'm going to be like that guy. Good morning. What's good about it? And then it'll go downhill from there. But you don't want to do that. Why is that? Because we're talking about self-development in 2026. I keep telling you, it's overlooked. It's the most powerful thing you can do, and it's the most overlooked thing we can do, because we're always constantly trying to change other people. And then when you remind other people of the things that they do that affect you directly, they don't really care. Why are you attacking me? Like, what? No, I'm trying to let you know you did something that detrimentally affected my life, and you didn't care. But in the real sense, just develop you. And one of the things you have to learn, you have to master, you have to know it, you have to live it, you have to curate. Now, you know what curate mean, right? Pick only the best, only the quality, the lean, the phenomenal. We curate everything except our own environment. Not just where we live or who we hang out with, but like I talked about before, the energy we let other people speak into our lives. And so we can't say this enough. You cannot build a new life in the same environment that broke the old one. Can't put new wine in old bottles. So I want to have you look at three transformative things Black people have to do in 2026 if you really want to curate your environment, if you want to make sure the people that are around you allow you to level up your own life. It's really simple, but they're not small. They're not comfortable, but it's something you're going to have to do. Number one, you got to clean up the clutter. Physically, digitally, and emotionally. All that nonsense and voice and stuff in your head, sometimes you're just going to have to let it go. Now, if you don't want to let it go, then that'll be what number two talks about. But the clutter you have physically, at home, in your car, on the job, on your desk, digitally, all that crap you got in your email, all the crap because you got so many emails. And then emotionally, you need to upgrade your input. What you watch, what you hear, what you read, what you consume, who you consume is number three. Reassign people's position in your life without guilt. No matter how much you love them, no matter how much you need them, no matter how much you have them, if that's your choice. But if you choose to leave the person in your life, then you need to clean up the clutter and upgrade your input. So let me dig deep. If you want to clean up the clutter, you have to change your environment. This is the first place to start. We carry too much stuff. I looked at my bag today, and I'm carrying it out of the trunk of my car, and I'm thinking to myself, why do I have all this stuff with me? I've got two laptops. I've got two books to write in, and that's the ADHD, right? I might need this. I might need that. I might need this. I might need that. Well, let me take this one. In case the Wi-Fi don't work for this, I can use it. And next thing you know, you got 900 pieces of the same thing in the same bag when you only need two. The environment you wake up in every day sets your tone, your stress level, your sense of control. So if you sleep in clutter, you wake up in clutter, you live your life through clutter, you come back to clutter. Cluttering is not a chore. It's not cleaning up. It's self-care. It's mental liberation. Your home should feel like a place that feeds your mind and not drains it. Closets full of clothes you don't wear. That's exactly what I literally started doing this last week. I have so many clothes in my closet that that I can only move, like I literally have to take something out in order to put something in. Well, now what I've started doing is that when I take it out, I look at it, and if I can't remember the last time I wore it, I literally throw it away. Drawers full of papers you don't need, just throw them away. Rooms full of items that take up space but have no value, add no value, and give no value, throw it away. When your space is messy, your mind is overwhelmed, your home is chaotic, your thoughts are scattered, clear it out. But then there's this thing, right? Call your phone. It's a part of your environment. Why do you still follow people that irritate you? Why are you still friends with people that irritate you? I mean, that you down and out hate. They stole from you. They did something to you. Why are you subscribed to people who speak negativity all day long? And then get mad, throw your phone. Like, why are you on it anyway? Before you wake up, oh, I got to check my phone. You're not even out the bed yet. Unfollow, mute, delete, and clean up your digital space like your peace depends on it, because it does. But emotional clutter, this is the one that people have trouble with. The grudges, the anger, the insecurity, the trauma you never address, the expectations we're carrying that belong to someone else. But here's the kicker. If you don't express those expectations repeatedly, you can't guarantee that a person hears you. You can't tell somebody 1 year and then 3 years later say, hey, I told you. Well, why didn't you tell me again? We have to remember that. Emotional clutter has to go. A cluttered heart cannot operate in clarity. Curating your environment begins with clearing your space inside and out. Now, that doesn't mean get rid of people. That doesn't mean cast people off. That means you have to change you, where you readjust in how you interact, and that if you're going to have a relationship with the person, you have to communicate and be open and be honest. But in order to do that, you have to upgrade your input. Watch what you watch, what you read, what you consume. Your environment shapes your thinking. You have to be intentional about what you put in, what you watch. If you feed your mind nonsense, chaos, violence, gossip, foolishness, don't be surprised when your mind becomes chaotic, unfocused, and anxious. Watch a documentary, interview with thinkers, listen to 101.7 The Truth. Listen to business content, spiritual content, leadership. And don't get me started with the music. Music is powerful. Podcasts are powerful. Radio is powerful. And you know the truth. But if you listen to negativity and it lowers how you feel, it invites confusion and anger and hopelessness. And basically, if you can't speak life, well, you can't speak life if all you do is consume death. That's why I try to stay away from all the shootings and the homicides every now and then. But then you got to look at what you read. 10 minutes a day is all you need. 10 minutes. You get books, articles, bibliographies, Bibles, self-development. You got all this stuff. You have YouTube. I was explaining to somebody today. They were like, well, where can I get some resources for such and such? And I said, well, go to YouTube and then search this. He said, well, you know, YouTube has a lot of stuff. I said, yeah, YouTube has pretty much everything on it except pornography. And the way some people dress, I would question it. But if you curate your environment, that means that you choose what you watch and where to find it and what your source is, and you get the good stuff. The conversations you allow, not every conversation is harmless. Some conversations are poison. Sometimes you be with that person that's always dusting up nonsense. You just can't be with them. Upgrade your input. That means your environment has to shift. And then finally, reassign people's position in your life and don't feel guilty about it. If they are dragging you down, if they don't add value to your life. Watch this. I'd rather have you drag me so I can do something and interact with you and help figure it out than to have you just neutral and not adding any value and not draining, but then dragging you around is like, why are you here? People that are toxic, controlling, diminishing your dreams, they have to support you. The one who only calls when they need something or when something goes wrong. But who's celebrating you without the drama? Who's loyal to you? Who's present for you without the drama? It's important that we remember, not out of hate, not out of self-respect, growth requires separation, elevation requires boundaries. I said it before, peace requires pruning, and reassigning people is not betrayal. Sometimes you just gotta kick them to the curb. Without guilt, without explanation, your circle is going to determine your ceiling. So you got to choose wisely who you hang out with. Because the truth is simple. Your environment is either growing you or shrinking you, healing you or hurting you, preparing you or preventing you. 2026 should be the year to reclaim control of the space around you and the space within you. Curate your environment. Pick the rich things in life, like your future depends on it. And it does. But then again, if all else fails, you can just be bougie.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-1017 is the number for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, but I'm going to read that later. One of the things I want you to understand and know that you got to change your 2026. Worst case scenario, if you're bougie, then you can just carry everything and then people get all mad at you, but you don't care because you're bougie. You don't care. I'm not going to say her name, but somebody on the talking text line said, Dr. Ken, you bougie. And then somebody said, I thought you only called girls bougie. And I was like, what? Like, who told you that? And then I remember it's a different generation. They have divided and dissected, and they think the world revolves around them when in fact it doesn't. But we're going to let them think that. Yeah. So what did you all think before I jump into my show? What did you all think about Trump giving everybody born between January 1st, 2026 and December 31st, 2028 $1,000 to put into a 401k? 833-212-1017 is the number. So, Glenn. No, I'm not going to say you're going to have no kids between that time.
Ooh. That's a very short timeline.
It's only 3 years, dude. That's not a lot of time. That's a lot of time.
I don't have a wife yet, though. I don't. I want to do things the traditional way.
Clearly, these days, people don't care about that. People don't care about that. So just go with the flow. Would you collect your $1,000 if you had a child between now and December 31st, 2028?
I mean, yeah, but that money would immediately be going to diapers and clothing. I don't know.
No, it can't go to diapers and clothing.
You must use it for 401k.
Yes, sir. You cannot. It has to be invested. It's going to be in an index fund until they're 18 years old.
Yeah, when we talk about financial literacy, I think it'd be something good, you know, between you and your partner, obviously, to have put away and kind of grow it as it goes. No?
No, no. You don't get to put it away. It gets put in a 401k, in an index fund for your child, and they get it at 18. You don't get to do nothing with it. You don't get to play with it. You don't get to transfer it. There's no Uniform Gift to Minors Act. They get it when they're an adult. The cool thing about it is that could literally generate somewhere between, you know, $50,000, $75,000, and $100,000 if they do it right and if they add to it.
Well, I was going to say, what would be the interest rate on it, or what?
It wouldn't be an interest rate. It would be whatever the market would do, but the S&P 500 has averaged somewhere between 8, 9, and 12% per year since, I'm sorry, in any 10-year period between 1929 when it was the crash and today. But people don't think like that. They think what happened yesterday. You pick any 10 years at random, and the market's always been positive. And so compound interest is the best way to make money. But for some reason, we've lost that. We want to buy it now. We want to spend it now. And if you would just compound. Now, think about this. If I had a job, I would tell my boss, hey, instead of giving me a bonus, yeah, put the money in my child's 403, 401k. Put my bonus in my kid's 401k. I'm going to put some money in it. Hey, can you match it instead of matching me? And your kid can become 30 years old and be a millionaire. And I don't think nothing about it. Think about that.
Powerful stuff.
Guaranteeing. Somebody's like, well, that's like socialism. If I'm going to give money away, I'm going to give it away so I know in the future I'm going to have three times that, because the same money that you gave away, when it grows, you get to tax it. And it's like people forget about that. I heard a huge fight today on one of the business channels about that. It's socialized medicine. Okay, not everything socialized is bad. Not everything socialized. Socialism is bad, but not everything socialized is bad. Sometimes you got to help your neighbors. But people need to understand, the money doesn't go to you. It goes to a brokerage account that somebody manages for your child until they reach 18. If you raise up a child in the way they should go, and when they're old, they shouldn't depart, then you should be able to help your kid do right by the money, go to college, go get a degree. And from what I'm hearing, we got to be careful telling kids to go into the trades, because the trades, in many cases, when you're new, they don't pay a lot. They don't pay a lot. They pay $35,000, $40,000 a year when you're new. So when you talk about you can make $100,000, that's the guy that's been on the job 20 years. And the union, he's at the top of the scale, and he gets overtime and time and a half and all that, or works on a project. Where when I go, I'm working, and if the project starts in 2025 and it don't end until 2032, I-94, then you might get paid that, but don't pretend like you're going to get paid a lot of money if you go into the trades when you're first starting out. But I think it's a great idea. I think that it is a phenomenal idea. And I strongly believe that it will set up the next generation of children for the rest of their lives. I do. I think it is one of the most phenomenal things I've ever seen. And I know you don't like it because it's Donald Trump. I don't really care. I think that anything that's going to help my children, think about them black babies coming from families where people are struggling, who are going to end up being millionaires by the time they're 30, if they do it right, and if we treat them right. So before I take security mic, Dr. Caselius, Dr. Means, and Dr. Robinson, who was on my Truth Summit for the education panel, I need you to put financial literacy in a class, not a part of a class, but an actual class in your curriculum. A class. You know, when you rotate, go to social studies, go to history, go to math, go to science, you need to rotate and go to personal finance.
And I'll be happy to sit down with each of you and discuss it and talk about it. Security Mike, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. What's up?
How you doing, Dr. Kidd? Hey, well, you, Cal covered the same thing. Most of the callers were skeptical because you're right, coming from Trump. He's
Which
only
is
doing
dumb.
It the 3 years that he's got
Which
left.
Dumb. Which is dumb.
And most people like think it's a ploy because of midterms coming up. So that's why he's doing it. And then what if there's more black kids being born during that time? He could renege on
it. He can't. It'll be a law. So, he can't.
Okay. Well, but we're going to see that because I think it's a good idea, too. But most people Noni, she says she's skeptical, too, coming from him. But most people were cool with it, but most people think it's employees as well. So we'll see how it works out.
Okay, so
if I had a little shorty, I'd take that $1,000 out.
Help me how it would be employed for them and for somebody to set up something that you can contribute to so that you can guarantee your child, literally, before they get to retirement, is a millionaire.
All right, well, let's see how it works, and then they say, well,
no.
More than 3 years.
See, here's the problem. All I need is 3 years. All I need is $1,000. You don't need the whole 3 years.
All right.
You're just doing three people during
Dr. Kidd.
Listen to what I'm saying. If you go in it with that mindset, you're not going to win. You're going to self-sabotage.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that's a good thing you're doing. Okay. Yeah.
Raymond, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Hi, how you doing? I'm just, I've overheard you saying, talking about the trades and how much time it takes for you to make money. And that's not a fact. It only takes 5 years to get 100,000 plus. And that's in the majority of the trades. So it'd be cool if you promoted the other way. Yeah, join the trades. There is money there, and you'll get it within 5 years.
Working how hard? And first of all, thank you for the correction.
No.
I appreciate it.
No, working how hard? No, it's everybody. Everybody's an individual thing, right? Everybody should work hard. I mean, and it's not working hard. It's
okay,
just you doing
me.
Your job.
So help me with when you say trades.
Let me finish my question.
So when you say trades, are you saying you work for a company and do your trade for the company, like a heating or HVAC company? Or are you talking about you work on a project to say build the expressway that's going on for the next 7 or 8 years? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's one trade. No, yeah, and that's trade. When I'm speaking trades, I'm talking about electricians, HVAC, plumbers.
But where?
That kind of trade.
But where do
they
work?
Here in Milwaukee.
No, you're not understanding.
Where do they work? On our projects. Like, I built the Harley-Davidson Museum. I've done Pottawatomie.
Correct.
I've done Weston downtown, MML downtown.
So is that different from if I work for, like, Ken Harris Heating and Plumbing? Is that a different part of trade?
Oh, here's the main thing.
Okay.
You have to go. If you're talking getting the money, the most you're going to get on trades, it's if you go in the union.
If
you show your knowledge at any other company, they're going to value you and they'll give you your money. I have no friends that went to non-union and they're getting more than me. And
okay.
I'm union.
Okay.
So that's my main point.
So at that point, it doesn't matter. You're correcting me in that it doesn't matter where you work. You can still make it. But is that a 5-year
union?
Oh,
yeah,
thing?
Man.
Listen to what I'm asking. Is that a 5-year union or not?
I guess you can go both.
Okay.
You can climb the ladder at both.
And you can still make that money?
Yes. My friends left. I make about 100 plus a year, a little bit of overtime, but My coworker that left and he went on union, he's being valued with his union knowledge, and he's getting paid a lot more than me. He's getting paid vacation, you name it. So there is money in the trades. For anybody that's listening,
absolutely,
pass that word around.
Absolutely.
There is money in the trades.
Absolutely. And thank
within
you for
5 years,
your
you'll get your money.
I got work
yeah, no
5 years?
Man.
5 years?
5 years, baby.
Oh, man.
5 years, baby.
Oh, man. I'll talk about next week. Brother Christmas coming up.
And we get, no, and the unit pays for school, too. I didn't pay for none of my school.
Right.
The same unit, the same process pays for itself. So It works out, man. I mean, I pass that word to all, anybody younger than me.
Uh-oh, he just dropped off. I guess he lost his... Because I was about to ask him a question. Hey, bruh, can I hold on?
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You might want to ensure your home remains comfortable before we reach the brutal post-holiday winter, and it's kind of here right now. Yes, Santa Claus is magical, but his elves aren't qualified to build Pella windows. They're just too many options and customizations. And so instead of going through the big red guy, try taking advantage of this Pella deal. 0% interest, 24 months. That's it. Certain restrictions apply. Ends 12/31 of 2025. Visit PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. 83321. I have not checked the YouTube chat in the entire time I've been here. Oh my gosh. Oh, that's terrible. Willie, how's it going? Quanda's here. Study Hall, I'm here. Good evening, Dr. Ken. How are you? Sincere, Ronnie Ray Real. LT said, I have clothes that have come back in style 3 times. I have a members only jacket. I never had one of those. I always wanted one. Doc Siders. Now they call Docksiders something different, and I'm looking at those shoes going, dude, those are Docksiders. Why are you lying to people telling them there's this new shoe and you're going to charge them all this money for a shoe that we literally bought for $25-$30 with a rubber sole? They were first they were deck shoes because you wear them in when you sail because of the rubber on the bottom. And now they call them Docksiders because now, you know, I'm cool. I'm not on a boat, but I can sit on the side on the dock. Never touch a boat, but I look cool in shoes because it looked like I'm. And now they got them. A pea coat and knit ties. Okay, I'm never wearing a knit tie. That's just trash, dude. Knit tie makes you look. Anyway, can't say that on the radio. SC, how's it going? How are you? Quanda said already starting doing a lot of things since October. Like what? Like what? Anyway, I guess when you get to that last quarter of the year, you start feeling that the year is about to end. And you look back at all the stuff that you should have did and you thought you did, but you didn't do. Miles said, does it have to be a 401k? Can it be used based on the parent or guardian financial planning preference? No, I don't think so. And part of that reason is they want to make sure, first of all, there's not many places it can go. If it goes into an index fund or an index ETF, the commission and the fees are so low that it's not going to make a dent in that money. And even if you decide not to put any money in it, it'll still compound at a decent rate. But we're talking about having access to something where you can get life insurance for your kid, or you can do both, you know, put money in their 401k. Think about that. We changed the law where you can put money into a 401k or a 403b or whatever we're going to call it, where it's non-earned income. Think about that. And we only got 3 years to do it. Man, I might go have me a baby. I'm kidding. Mark, you're on the award-winning 1017 The Truth.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah, I just wanted to give you a comment. You know, I graduated from Milwaukee Public Schools. I've been at a job now. I won't say which company it is, but in a local area. And obviously, I went on and I learned the trades and got a little. But I've been making over $100,000 to $130,000 a year for the last 20 years. But you got to remember, you don't start out at the top.
I know that.
But our low-end people down my ass are making 50 to 60.
Right. Well, I knew some people that were making significantly less than that.
You got full insurance, full benefits.
But I knew some people who were making significantly less than that. And so that's why I was questioning that, where do you work? Do you work on some project for the highway and you got this big construction
firm? This is like machinist, welders.
No. Or are you working at a company, maybe like an HVAC company or something like that? Okay.
No, I'm working at a company where we do machining.
Got it. Right. That's a baller job.
Those jobs pay well, too.
Dude, that's a baller job, though. Welding? Come on now.
Yeah.
I could never do welding.
I don't weld. I don't weld, but
I can't do it. I'll burn my fingertips off.
Get compensated very well.
Yes, they do. That's dangerous.
I mean, we got guys down there making $180,000 a year as a blue collar worker.
Yep. We can get rid of the whole.
That's
gone. You can forget of the whole blue collar, white collar nonsense. That's gone.
Yeah, right. You're right. Yeah, right. My collar college don't. It means something, but you know what? You can make money in a good blue collar job. You got to start out at a lower level.
Why is it that people think? But why is it that people think that people that went to college are bashing or looking down on people who work in the trades? Because that's just not true. I don't know. What is that?
They kind of do.
In what way?
They kind of do, and it's probably because of unions for one. A lot of people are anti-union, but there's good companies. There's a lot of good companies out there.
You still didn't
union,
answer my
non-union,
question.
The wages.
But still didn't answer my question.
Why do they look at that? I don't know why they think that. Probably because they think that they went and got a degree that they're above the rest of the people.
Well, they kind of run the company and make all the decisions, so technically they are.
Yeah, but the company I work for, a lot of the people at the top that come that are making the calls, they still got to work with the people down below to find out exactly what's going on.
Absolutely.
Especially the younger people.
But here's the kicker.
You got a guy right out of engineering school.
But here's the kicker.
You got a guy right out of engineering school.
If you felt it that way, you would have started the business yourself and did it.
Yeah.
So you didn't take the risk.
Absolutely right.
And you didn't take the – so you don't get the same that everybody else gets – who started the company, took the risk, went to school, got the loan, and has to run the day-to-day 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
There's something to be said about that.
Oh, yeah. But still, you still don't look down at the people that are actually getting
the job. That doesn't mean they look down on them. That's a self. That sounds. Okay. Let me hush.
You know, you can go look at a company if the management team doesn't come in, the engineering team doesn't come in, the people on the floor are still going to get the work done. The company's still going to be making money. But if they don't show up, the company ain't making no money.
But doesn't that bring your work ethic into question? That if somebody doesn't come see you and hold your hand and whisper I'm just repeating back how I processed what you said. And I don't come down and see you and pat you on the head and tell you did great, you're doing wonderful, we like it. Then you're going to stop working?
No. I'm just saying if they don't show up, I'm just giving a situation where if the people on the floor don't come into work, no product is being put out, the company's not making money.
You sure? Because they can always find somebody to do it.
You got
to
respect those people, too.
Air traffic controllers found it out. Truck drivers found it out. Welders found it. So it's only true to a point. It might make a short-term impact, but they'll replace teachers. They'll replace doctors. I mean, so it can happen.
Absolutely, you're right.
Nobody is irreplaceable.
Oh, you're absolutely right. You got to kick every guy from this poor sweeper to the CEO of the company. Kicks all of you together to work together to make the company go.
That is true.
Make it successful.
So very true. Well, I appreciate you.
And I love your show, by the way, and I will buy you a cigar someday.
All right.
The cigar man.
I appreciate it.
I listen to you on my way into work in the morning.
All right.
And you and I don't remember the guy that talks sports with you. He talks about he owes you lunch. He owes you a cigar, you owe him lunch.
Yep. And I'm still waiting.
I'll pick you up on
that. Whose side is he on?
He's on my side.
I don't. Yep. I'm on board, buddy.
All right.
Hey, I love your show, man. You're a great host, man.
Thank you, sir.
Really appreciate your show.
All right. Yeah. Thank you.
You have a great day.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
A beautiful lady. Kind of finding a dream.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 83. Oh, I
hate when people do that.
833-212-1017 is the number. Hey, I want to remind you, you can stream and watch this live on YouTube. And at 1017 The Truth, make sure you subscribe and hit the notification bell so you never miss a show. Talking Text Line says, does it have to be a 401k? Yeah, it does. If I had kids, I trusted them to do what they say, it would be great, but I don't, so it's crap. That if I had so you don't trust the kids? Is that what you're saying? LT said, give me the 2000. No, they have to be born during that time. If they're already alive, if they're 10 and under, Michael Dell said he'll give them $250. But at the same time, those same kids who are born will have $1,250. Does that make sense? Okay. So, yeah. Bring back shop class. It's too expensive. It's too expensive. Dr. Ken, yeah, I'll get to that in a second. I'm going to skip that for a minute. Lucretia, what's going on? It's what did it say? Huh? What's up, Sir Chance? Y'all write too fast. Say, Dr. Ken, when this happens, you're gonna ignore us first and then come back to read our comments. I was referring to decluttering things and people that serve me no peace or value. Who, girl, stop. I know that's right. I know that's right. So that one guy said, you're going to take my heart away with that song, Dr. Ken. Excuse you? I ain't taking your heart away. I'm not singing that song. Whoa, back up. Quanda said, right. Sincere was like, what kind of question is that? I don't know what kind of question that is. Quentin, if you're referring to me, wish you happy Founders Day. Just say thank you. As you would say, speak to you first. So, no, I'm not great. Okay. All right. So, I want to officially say to the men of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated, happy Founders Day. Happy 119th Founders Day. We will be the first Black Greek letter organization established for college men to reach 120 years old next year in 2026. So it'll be great. It'll be great. They say, let's start with Dr. Ken and his shenanigans. We will not tolerate being ignored in 2026. Well, then here's what you need to do. We need to figure out a way for you to dial in and be on a video while we do the show. That's the only way we can do it. We'd have to figure that out. I'm never doing that. Or I could put you on Zoom or Teams and then put you on the show. Yeah, we'll do that. No, we're not going to do that. I ain't crazy. Are you crazy? Put fans on Zoom and put them on the air? Y'all would. Today, GKB lost their FCC license when 927,000 people all screamed the same word at the same time. Nah, that's okay. No, Kwanda, you don't get that. Lucretia, y'all don't get that. Y'all don't get that. Nah. So here's the kicker. Here's what I would need. I would need my own screen for just YouTube. That's what I was need. But Ken, I'm not one of them. Ooh, them? Who? You mean them? What do you mean them? Or slow ones. So I knew where you were going with that sarcasm question, but that's why I love you, because you speak in a nice, nasty tone like me. I don't speak in a nice, nasty tone. I'm good people. I like people. I'm making fun. Oh, anyway. So, Kwanda. I'm still mad at you because you didn't even walk past Third Street Market and the American Family Insurance Studio right here in the heart of Third Street Market at 1017 The Truth. You didn't even come by when you was in town to say, hey, wave at the window. Somebody? I'm done with you. I'm mad at you. Yeah, SC, we cutting up. Hey, tune in to The Truth this Saturday at 11:30 a.m. for another episode of Forward Together for Kids, presented by City Forward Collective, hosted by Kyle Wallace and Celestin Morgan Jr., Executive Director of City Forward Collective. They'll be joined by, Dr. Kadeem Ruiz of Rocket Ship Schools and Patrick Landry of Notre Dame Schools of Milwaukee, where they'll provide firsthand insight into what's working in their schools and how they can improve student outcome. Again, that's Forward Together with Kids, Saturday, 11:30 a.m., Sunday, 2:30 p.m. on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Top 5 at 5 up next.